Glory to Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate first Sunday of the Great Fast, and this Sunday is dedicated to memory of triumph of Orthodoxy. It means that we remember on this Sunday this fight which arise around veneration of icons and led after many difficulties to definition of true teaching about veneration of icons, and icons could return back to the church. But I don't want to talk about this historical event which we commemorate today. It's very interesting that when you read reflections connected with this Sunday, you can find very often that it is connected, and I admit I used it many times, it is connected, this theme of icons. Preachers take this theme and they say, well, this is our calling. This is calling from God that when after first week of the Great Fast, we should remember that we are beings creating an image and likeness of God. That how icons were restored to veneration, so we should remind ourselves that our call is to restore back to its beauty this image of God in us. And nothing wrong with that. This actually is very good connection. And really, this is what we are supposed to do. But many times we ask ourselves, how? How am I supposed to do this? How? And many times we try to pray, we try to read, we try to educate ourselves. And many times we give up because life goes as it goes and we are disappointed with ourselves many times. But what I found recently, what touched my heart, is that we probably should approach this problem not through our effort. Actually, our effort is never enough. We need to have God's help. Without that, we can do nothing. But another approach which was offered by monk Joseph, he gave this suggestion to a person who was seeking his advice. He said, look at your brother. Look at the person next to you with eyes of Christ, who went through this dirt which everybody has on heart and is covering this image of God, and go through this and try to see this image of God in their souls. All souls, soul your brother, souls of people around you. And this seeker, he says, it's very difficult. You know how many people, nasty people are around me. And it's true. If we think about people which are around us, even sometimes in our families, you know, and we see that troublemakers, we see those who are somehow close in their own egoistic world. They see only themselves and they are looking for only own things in their life, and they see only their own way. And we know how difficult it is to deal with them, even to talk to them. And sometimes, yes, there are people who have different passions in their lives, bad habits which makes us, drive us crazy. And sometimes we feel we can't bear those people because they don't change. And their habits, their acting is hurting us. But still, if each of them, even the worst person in the world, carries this image and likeness of God in their soul. God invites us really to be aware of this, to go behind this dirt under soul which causes that this image of God is not visible, to go behind this dirt and to discover this image of God in their hearts. And yes, we will find it. And yes, we will find that this image of God is covered with all these passions and negative things I mentioned. But when we realize that, we will not become judgmental. We become full of pain, of sorrow. We really will, instead of judging, instead of keeping away from those people, we will start to cry over how this image of God was damaged in that person. And this sorrow, this pain of sorrow, bring our tears, bring our crying for God's help for that person, which will wash away a little bit of that dirt which covers this image in their heart. And this is how we should approach the others. And now, how it is connected with this, our own image? Look, always when we approach the others this way, we are changed. Our heart becomes clear. Always when we approach the others in this way I described, when we try to see this God's image in their souls, and we try to wash away this dirt from their hearts by our prayer for them, our patience with them, through this, at first, we are already changed. We are already different, because we will be acting as God is acting. We heard about Philip today, how God called him. We heard about Nathaniel, and we can recall other callings Christ addressed to people around himself, and they followed him. Did they follow him? Did he call them because those people were perfect, holy? No. He called them because he saw this image of God in their souls. He called them because he saw potential in these people. He called them to come closer to him, that he can teach them, and may this image of God is visible for many people, and through this visibility may people are able to meet God. God calls us all during the great fast. He sees what is in us because he gave us this gift of his likeness, this similarity. He calls and say, I prepare something great for you, because you can, you have possibility with my grace to become partaker of my divine nature. I call you. And if we answer, and if we adjust, or we we try to have this way how God sees a human heart. Through this, we will be those who wash away dirt from this image, from the other hearts. And through this, for sure, our heart will be changed. And we become those people through which world will see God. Well, it was a little bit difficult. I tried my best. But I hope that you got it. And let's try to defeat ourselves, defeat our approach to the world, change our heart. And we can practice this today. We can practice it now in the church to see others differently. We can start to practice in the hall when we will meet. We can start practices afternoon and today. Let's try to see the others with God's eyes. Amen.